From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary Kate Mativer. Authorities say an armed man was fatally shot inside a University of Missouri parking garage last night. Officials say a university officer found the man on the garage's second floor and shots were fired after the man was cornered. A Columbia police officer arrived and more shots were fired. Jill Schlud, Columbia deputy police chief, says it was unclear which of the officers shot the suspect, who is believed to be a 51-year-old suspect in an earlier crime. Schlud says Columbia police had issued a warning Wednesday evening for the suspect after he allegedly held a woman at gunpoint in her car at a grocery store. He is a registered sex offender. The Missouri governor set a new goal for the state of Missouri for this next year. Governor Jay Nixon challenged Missourians to exercise for a combined 3 million miles this next year in a speech on Wednesday. The speech came at the KT Trail in Jefferson City to celebrate the trail's 25th anniversary. Nixon says he encourages all Missourians to exercise at least 100 miles each year and practice a healthy lifestyle. But Nixon says the trails also mean a lot more to the state than many realize.
Great example of the importance of Missouri's outdoor economy. An economic impact study found that the 400,000 annual visitors to the Katy Trail State Park have a total economic impact of over $18 million a year.
Over the past 2 years, Missourians have logged over 3.3 million miles, and both Nixon and his wife have combined for almost 2,000 miles. MU police now say it did not act in a timely manner in alerting the community after a shooting about 11 last night that left a man dead on campus at the Hitt Street Garage. The MU Alert system notifies students via text or email if there is an on-campus emergency, but MU police say they did not send out anything about the shooting until 30 minutes after it happened. 6 hours before the shooting, Columbia police released a statement that they were looking for an armed robbery suspect. Now they are 95% sure the robbery suspect is the same man who was later shot dead. MU student David Freiermuth lives in the Belvedere Apartments on Hitt Street and thinks MU fell short.
So since that information was known so early yesterday, I wish I would have had some kind of statement to be made aware, or maybe like pushed through email or social media or something.
The Missouri Highway Patrol is now handling the investigation. A measure allowing Missouri lawmakers to hire defense attorneys for lawsuits is moving forward. The Missouri Senate gave initial approval today to a measure that was modified in response to a lawsuit filed by a liberal advocacy group against the Senate and three senators over alleged violations of the state's open records law. The lawsuit by Progress Missouri says that some Senate committee chairmen have violated the Missouri Sunshine Law by barring the group from filming hearings. Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey says they are waiting to hear back from the state's attorney general on a defense. Mary Kate Mativer, KBIA News, Columbia.